This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Final hour, Thursday edition coming at you, and the big dog guest list continues. We just had on Darren Woodson, who is waiting to find out his news today, and Darren is waiting for this jacket that Thurman Thomas is wearing live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. My favorite running back and my favorite offense growing up, the no-huddle K-gun, baby. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Yeah, man. Good to see Darren, man. Man, need to get in, man.
Talk to us about facing him. You think he's a Hall of Fame player?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He was one of those prototype guys back there, man. And when you talk about, you know, the position that he played, there's a lot of great ones back there that done remarkable things. And so was he. So is he. And one of those guys that, you know, when you read across the board, you know, just a perfect game play, you know, in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was a big part of those Super Bowl years with the Cowboys, man. So, yeah, I mean, he can probably throw a couple more in there that probably need to be in there too. But,
I think Darren
definitely deserves it.
I think the thing with him also is, like, a lot of those guys that play back there, they can either do one or the other, the run or the pass. He did both.
That, he did to me, both.
Is like, that's the prototype you want.
That is the prototype that you want. Where both of your safeties, like, I know the guys that played with the Bills have had 6 or 7 years, Jordan Poirier and Micah Hyde, you know, they weren't like that, but they can cover and they can tackle very, very well, and they were very, very, like, determined to get the job done. And just some smart individuals that played the game right, that knew how to do what the coach was asking, and just a perfect guy.
I always thought that about you. I always call you, see if you think this is fair, accurate, or you have a better comp, the original Marshall Faulk, because you were catching the passes and, right, and obviously putting up all the numbers. Who was the first running back that you're like, I think that guy reminds me of myself?
It was probably Marshall. Yeah, absolutely. And the only reason that I say that is because the guy that taught me this offense, we worked it with Ted Marshall-Broder.
Yeah.
And when Ted Marshall-Broder was our offensive coordinator, he left and went to Indy, mm-hmm, and he had Marshall.
Yeah.
And Marshall ran the same offense, mm-hmm, that we ran, and that's how it, you know, it became, you know, all around it. But that was kind of the first guy, and, obviously we're really close friends. And, he was a guy that I started to watch. And like, man, he's running the calf 65, the whatever, and he's just doing this thing. So, yeah, hats off to Marshall for having an outstanding career.
Have you spilled anything on that jacket yet? Have you had a big scare? Like the drink knocked over,
no,
a marker, a scratch,
no,
a hook?
No.
No?
No.
And you just keep it at the house?
I just keep it at the house.
And wear it how many times do you think a year?
Only when I get paid.
Now, when you eat,
yeah,
you take it off. When you eat, if you're getting paid to wear it and you're at a function, take it off.
Oh, I'm taking it off. Yeah,
nothing spills on it.
I haven't spilled anything on any of my jackets, man.
Hey, you want to try this beer?
Yeah.
Thurman Thomas on 105.3 The Fan. So, how did life change after being a Hall of Famer. Like, all the crazy events, the autograph, Brian Mitchell would tell me, yeah, if I ever get that HOF, this signature is going to go up. Be Mitch all about his damn appearances and everything. The ceremonies that you go to, or the Hall of Fame weekend, like, how did life change?
You know what? It changed because I got an opportunity to go meet my heroes, really, to meet my heroes. I mean, when I first got in 2007, you know, the first person, a couple of people that you were looking for was my idol, Earl Campbell. Even though I hadn't met Earl, but I wasn't like in the Hall of Fame, and there he is too, you know. And so him, and I became real close with Jim Brown before he passed away. And those were like the two guys that when I went to the Hall of Fame, I was looking for them first more than I was looking for anybody else, just to, you know, what they brought to the game and how they played the game, especially Earl being from Texas, and obviously Jim Brown is, you know, Jim Brown. And so those were my two guys. But it's always great to welcome in the new class, but also really great to get to know the other classes that are coming in, because as you guys well know, you know, I mean, we just, stuff happens, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, you're like, why didn't I take that last picture with Franco Harris, you know? Mm. And, you know, so I go back every year. If I had to go back to one thing, it would be the Ray Nitschke luncheon. I would go back to that every year. But I go back every year, man, just to enjoy the weekend with my fellow Hall of Famers and their family and their friends.
Where are you living these days?
I live in Buffalo. Yeah, so it's a 3.5-hour drive for me.
Why, though? Why are you in Buffalo? Oof.
I got a question once.
Well,
you don't have to pay for anything there?
Not really. Not really.
Stay rich, right? Yeah.
I could probably shovel my driveway, but I don't think I get somebody else to do it. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll do it. Yeah. How much you want to pay? No, just sign my jersey. Okay, yeah, and sign the jersey.
Did you think while you were playing there that you would – when did you know you were going to stay there and live there? Versus like, let's go to Florida, let's go to Texas, let's go to California.
Well, we were in Orlando for 7 years. And my father-in-law got sick, and we moved back to Buffalo for the summer. And my kids say they want to go to school with their cousins. We don't want to go back to Florida. And so we moved from Florida back to Buffalo in 2007.
Wow.
And, I've been there ever since. And but you know what? I love it, though. I really do. You know, the cold weather, the shoveling and all that doesn't bother me really, because I get out and do it. It's part of work, part of what I do. And I got kids, I got dogs, so I got to clear the snow and all that. So,
you know, you can winter somewhere, Thurman.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm not
you're
there
in that
yet.
Price bracket of I can winter. Yeah, I can winter summer.
I'm not there yet because my wife and I own a construction company, and we're part of building the new stadium that the Buffalo Bills are supposed to own in 2026. So along with Turner Construction and Gil Bain and Ark, you know, we're scheduled to be finished here August of 2026 for the new Highmark Stadium in Buffalo.
Wow.
So is, because like Buffalo has a rep of like just dreary, disgusting, like just boring steel town.
Disgusting might be strong, Chuck.
Not, you know, just like the weather. Yeah, like,
or New Orleans.
So it's not, you're saying it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Like I said, we don't have a spring. We don't have spring. Yeah, it goes right into winter, right into summer, kind of.
June, July, August.
Yeah. But it's the best summers, though. I can't leave those. And obviously, you have the fall with the changing of the leaves. The winter's not that bad. I guess you get used to it. I mean, I got used to it. I'm from Houston, so. Yeah.
Thurman, I'm good with it. I heard the Houston weather is the all-time worst. I mean, the bugs, the humidity, all of it.
All of it.
Right?
Snakes, everything. Yeah.
Snakes.
Don't worry about that, Buffalo.
I got to throw it. No, I ain't got to worry about that, Buffalo. I can cut my grass and weed all day, you know?
Thurman, since you're there, what is the football heartbreak feel like there now after the Chiefs game? And compared to, like, you know, the stuff that you guys all had to go through.
Yeah, I think it's kind of worse now.
Really?
Yeah, only because, you know, I mean, because everything is out there now. You can see everything, rewatch the game. I mean, back when we played, you couldn't do all the internet stuff, you know. So with more social media, you know, I think the town is still a little down, but you know, people keep – we've always said, well, they didn't expect us to be here in this position anyway. You know, we were picked to finish, what, third in our division this year. So, but those guys ignored all that when I played football, and they ended up in the AFC Championship game. It's just a fact that we've come into a new break, a new Brady's gone, Peyton Manning's gone, now we got Patrick Mahomes, and he's dominating this era. And I think, like, that's been the only doubt. Man, every game that we've played against Kansas City in the playoffs has been close.
Yeah.
It's not like Josh is having bad games. Yeah. Josh is the reason why we're in these one-score games where if we score, we win, you know? And so, and it's been on the flip side with Patrick. He's done it. You know, he's driven down the field and we scored a field goal or a touchdown to win the game. We just, you know, we're 0-4 against him, but we're 4-1 against him in the regular season.
Yeah. So,
but and that doesn't mean anything because those guys turn it on in the postseason.
Is there any sense or any concern, I guess, there in Buffalo from people of like that Josh may eventually say, I got to go somewhere else if I want to win?
No, I don't think Josh himself would say, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, he's going to stay there. Yeah, I mean, if the Bills ever get rid of Josh, I mean, like Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean might be running for their lives.
You mean like get rid of Luka Doncic?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
I don't even want to talk about that.
We don't need him either.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're Josh is going to be there, and he wants to win a Super Bowl for the city of Buffalo and Bills Mafia.
Do Bills fans feel cheated by that game or, okay, we lost fair and square with the calls?
No, I think Bills fans feel like kind of cheated a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I think a couple of those runs were first downs. Come on, I mean, it's
yeah.
And now, you know, we've been in this situation before where now they're going to probably test electronical markers now. And that was the same situation when they changed the overtime rules with Kansas City.
Yep.
So we're always on the back end of the stick, you know? So hopefully we'll be able to turn it around here soon.
All right, it is crunch time, and we have Grapevine's very own Mark Singleton, who said he's a Tolo back in the Metroplex.
Right. I didn't know you're from Grapevine.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Grew up in Dallas, went to school at SMU.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You.
So big-time Cowboy fan?
Big-time Cowboy fan.
And you chose to work with him, Thurman? Yeah.
You know, I mean,
they pay
opportunity.
Well.
Everything's for sale.
You know, as you guys know, we've been coming here for the last 15 years, helping Coach Dickens, the Gridiron Greats, Brian Urlacher, Mike Golic, and Thurman's been a part of the organization and has just been a great spokesman for the Gridiron Greats and the work that they do to support players that played before the big money, before pensions, before the safety nets that are there today. And tonight at the Cigars with the Stars with Golic and Urlacher and Ron Jaworski, we'll raise a ton of money to help these players. I mean, this is our big fundraising event. It is always at the Super Bowl. It's a great party. There's still tickets available. And any of your listeners can go on gridirongreats.org and look at some great auction items and help coach, help these great players that really set the foundation for what we experience here today, the biggest party in the world. You were talking about your hero. One of our Gridiron Greats in the past is Kenny Houston. And, when you talk about just the consummate gentleman, the unbelievable passion for the game and our state of Texas. He was a teacher. His wife worked for NASA. He's just a great ambassador for the game. And you get to meet – well, you guys know. You get to meet your heroes doing this.
Absolutely.
This is just amazing.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for sitting down with us. Enjoy the rest of today and the weekend. Thurman Thomas. Mark Singleton, excuse me, on 105.3 The Fan. Let's turn Bobby Chiafalo and maybe Wolchuk loose on the wireless next on DFW Sports Station. All right. Wheels off right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Eric Chiafalo, Zach Wolchuk. We got Bobby Bell on the wireless. Were you trying to prank us? Were you trying to prank us just then, Zach?
With what?
When we were asking if that was Shador?
I don't know.
You said yes.
Oh,
like,
no.
He's got the chain. And then I said, Bobby, go over there on the wireless. Is that Shador Sanders sitting right next to
us? It absolutely is not. It sounds like Zachary just doesn't know what he's looking at.
Who is it then, Bobby?
I don't know who it is.
That should get you kicked off the draft show. You don't even know who Shador Sanders is.
Well, Eric's tried.
Hey, Aisha's available now.
Hey, Corey.
Oh, you messy.
All right. Oh, but
weird how quickly she cycles through jobs.
Corey Major's now sitting down as well here on the fan. I think Shador and Travis Hunter are doing their own thing over there. Zachary, you are the most professional-looking individual by far. What's going on?
We got Emmett Smith today, boys.
Oh.
So that's my all-time favorite cowboy, all-time favorite athlete. I've gotten to interview him once over the phone several years ago with CA, but never in person. So, you know, a little nervous for this one.
He's easily your one seed?
Oh, 100%.
Easily.
Yeah.
Who was yours, Corey? Who would it have been?
I mean, Kay Adams again, probably. But for our list, it's Carissa Thompson. If we get her, she had some food poisoning. So she might be back on Friday.
There's an oyster recall in the city.
What?
Yeah.
For Super Bowl week in New Orleans.
I saw the Barstool guys got sick. You know about it?
I saw recently, before we came out, a video of a lady that opened an oyster here in this area, and it had two parasites in it.
Is that why Colin threw up and left the show that day on Monday?
Who?
No, because he was still in L.
He was still there?
He wasn't here
yet. He just threw up and left the show.
Well, someone probably played him back one of his bad takes. Right. But TFO, this was a mission of yours. This was a food mission.
Yeah, this is hugely disappointing for me because one of the things I was excited about was trying some top-tier raw oysters, doing it the right way, and seeing if I like it because I've never really...
Oh, so
we had like the oysters spread on the toast from one of the stations at the party the other night, and I liked it, but I've never just had just a straight-up oyster, so I was looking forward to that, but I'm not playing that game.
We'll get him an Oxnard.
Oxnard, okay.
Oh, yeah. We were told by someone who would know that you can still eat the cooked ones. Mm-hmm. Like, Choppy and Amanda split the charbroiled ones early. That was on Monday?
Monday night.
So I think you can cook the parasite out of
it. You probably can.
Yeah.
I didn't look like I sold you. What if the waiter comes up to you tonight at the team dinner and goes, we can cook the parasite out of it. The worms that are crawling around, we can broil them.
What I just did to that bathroom in here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, I think I got a tapeworm or something.
Oh, man. How many times have you gone?
3.
What did you eat for dinner?
Let's see.
Three this morning.
I had
so much fried food.
We had wings. Because I had to hit the dollar amount. I wasn't just going to get a $15 meal.
Oh heck yeah.
Yeah. So I had the wings, and then I also added, because I wasn't going to be enough, a brisket panini.
You got brisket out here?
How was the brisket?
First of all, they don't know what the hell a panini is. What do you think a panini is?
So you take the panini.
It's like a little sandwich.
It's a piece of bread, right?
Yeah.
No, they did a pita.
Oh.
Yeah. But it wasn't a pocket pita. It was like just one half of a tortilla that they just
they cut
slapped
it in half?
Well, you committed a food crime. Bobby was trying to say, they got this Mexican place. I said, I ain't eating Mexican food out here. I'm from Texas. Mm. Why are you getting brisket out here?
Because they were out of burgers.
I
asked for the burger. They were out of it.
The wings were pretty good. Those some smoked wings.
Where? Yeah,
just ugly, ugly dog, ugly like dog, right around the
right
corner
the
from
hotel.
The hotel.
What have you guys thought about the food overall? Well, Chuck, I usually rely on you for your suggestions along with Corey.
Yeah.
You hit your sandwich place?
So, sandwich turned out awesome. Exactly the way I wanted
muffaletta.
It. The muffaletta at Central Grocery.
Yeah, the muff is good.
The then we went to Gallier's over by the Roosevelt, and I had a po' boy over there, and it was literally the size of a football. And so it was awesome.
I heard that might be the number one place to get it.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, see, while we were there, somebody ordered 2 huge things of oysters, sat there for a few minutes, and then all of a sudden the dude just left. And the bartender was like, oh, and he started covering it and everything. Like, I think he's coming back. And I was like, I don't think that dude's coming back. And he didn't look well whenever he took off. So, again, I didn't know about this until then. So, and then last night I went over to Mulat's down on the corner over here, and it's really good. So I had redfish with a shrimp remoulade and some potatoes.
Yeah, see, that's the way to go right there.
Have you, what's been your number
we
one
hit
meal?
We hit up Parasols yesterday for lunch with Brian, which is like a dive bar.
I ordered that for dinner.
Okay, I thought it was pretty good. I got the muffaletta. It was giant.
Huge.
I did not skimp on this thing.
Was it good?
It was good. Now, the olives are overpowering. So I had to kind of, they were chunky olives. I had to kind of kick a few off
yeah.
of it. But it was good.
But I feel like, I was joking with Ruben, they just overname things here. Yeah. Like the po' boy, it's a sub. Like it's fried shrimp
but you know
in
the
their
history
bread.
Behind it,
I don't care.
Whenever they
I don't
had
care
the strikes,
about it.
There
I don't
was
care.
Some poor guys. The truck would pull up and feed them these sandwiches, and so they're poor boys.
Okay,
everything here has a story and culture.
Like this
to
king
it.
Cake, my wife wants everyone to eat this king cake.
It's
she stood in a line for an hour to get this. It's a big ass cinnamon roll.
Yes,
that's what it is.
And then there's isn't there like a baby in there somewhere?
Yeah, there's
like
a baby little, in there.
I don't get the tradition.
You know what I mean?
It's a baby.
They name their specialty here is overnaming.
You get the luck for the year.
This panini.
That's true.
They
good
messed
good
that
marketing
up.
Team.
It's good marketing team, right? So where's Bobby Bell? Bobby, we have unleashed.
He's having technical.
He was trying to pawn this off on me.
No, make you do wireless.
But he is—he
is.
He is
a little scared.
I'm not. No. I am not scared of that. What I don't want is crap popping in my ears, so I can get to that guy right there behind the Jerry Rice sign before this thing starts going like
the Eagles fan with the face paint on.
That's the perfect guy to go get. Go ahead and just banter back and forth and talk crap to him.
With the Eagles guy?
Let Zach be the director of the segment. Go ahead. I'm not being sarcastic.
You want me to go talk to him?
I mean, yeah, if you think he sounds interesting.
Yeah, I have no idea. Let me go see.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ask him about.
Check it on out. Well, Chuck, who's been the highlight guest for you guys?
Well, I mean.
Did Paige meet the hype
I thought
in person?
I didn't have a whole lot of expectations.
I'm sorry, what?
She was actually really good. I thought she was. I thought it was one of our better interviews of the day. Now, I felt bad for what happened with Eric.
Yeah, what you did. Of all the interviews today, Woody was great, but your 820 recap of your cell phone was my highlight segment of the day.
Yeah, it was great.
Was that all playing out with you guys?
Yeah, I saw it, and I could see in his face. And it was to the point where it's like, should I tell Maya to go back and watch this to see? It was because I didn't think
it was
that
bad. Oh, you want Maya to text then Marion and be like, chill out? turn it down?
No, that doesn't need to happen. That does not need to happen.
I mean, I'm glad that everything got smoothed over.
All right, Bobby is next to Filthy.
Yeah, I'm reporting live on the scene. What's your name, sir?
Jamie, the Philly sports guy.
Jamie, the Philly sports
guy. Original.
He is all decked out. He has sponsorship and everything. That's not our sponsor, Carter. You don't need to zoom in on it. but he's no free shout-outs. You've been in the meetings. All right, so are you here specifically with a group, or did you just come on your own?
I'm here on my own right now, and then my group will be coming in on Friday.
How do you like New Orleans so far?
This is my fourth time being here. We were here in September, so I love it. It's, you know, I feel like we're very safe here, obviously.
And wow. Yeah, I mean, you come from Philly, and so there's a lot more muggings there than there are here in the streets of New Orleans, right?
Hey, listen, Dallas has got its fun spots too, doesn't it?
No, not nearly the same thing. Our problem is just purging superstars, like trading away Luka, like doing what you guys should have done with Joel Embiid.
Oh. Why? Just because I know that you guys are really upset about stuff like that. But, hey, listen, I love what Jerry Jones has done with the team. I think you guys have been doing great.
Brian Schottenheimer's fantastic. What's your issue with Brian Schottenheimer?
You know what? His father was great. He did really well in the playoffs. Oh, that's right. He didn't.
How many times has Jalen Hurts actually thrown for 150 yards this year? Is it like three?
Actually, I think it's more like seven or eight. But you know,
less than half the season.
Hey, but that's okay. Where are we, and where are you?
Ask him to say hoagie.
They want to hear you say hoagie.
Hoagie.
Do you have the? Does he have the Yinzer thing?
Nah, that's wrong.
No, Yinzer. I'm not a Yinzer. That's the other side of the state. We say Wooder.
Wooder.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, Wooder.
All right, Bob.
That's
he's kind of tame. He's a little boring. Thank you, Bobby Bell with the wireless here on Radio Row 105.3 The Fan.
That is the most self-aware shirt. There's a baseball shirt that's the Phillies training Clearwater. It says Clear Wooder.
Clear Wooder.
It's very self-aware.
Bobby, what else? What are the other setups around here? Who else you seeing? Who else have y'all been starstruck by? Saw Montana earlier. Just walk by.
Yeah, I was gonna try. I wanted to corner Crosby, and then he ran off like right when I was walking over there.
Mad Max in the building.
Yeah. In fact, here, can I go grab his handler because he's far away? I'll grab his handler and see if he'll do something. All right, I'll turn this off, Ruben.
Go ahead.
Turn this off.
All right. So who else have you really loved?
I thought Michael Brockers was pretty good yesterday. We had a lot of good conversation. I thought he was going to be a Cowboy in that draft, but otherwise.
How much are you guys talking, Luka, and is everyone just outraged with you like they are?
Big time.
Oh, it's constant hate text.
We're talking about it quite a bit because then, you know, the intro pressers, now you got ESPN taking the game. Luka's going to play on Saturday. If he was with the Mavs still, would he even be playing this Saturday? Would they be milking it more?
Give me the best
AD tonight, you know.
What's that?
Maybe at AD tonight against Boston.
Give me the best argument you've heard. You have to try to do the exercise. Give me the best argument you've heard or you can kind of get behind for why they did it. Just do your best to justify it.
Yeah, I think it's just – I think it's Nico having a different type of picture in his mind of who your top guy is supposed to be. He wants a Kobe-type guy.
Yep.
And Luka is not that dude. And so despite the fact that he's still taking you to the finals, despite the fact that he's still in the MVP conversation, that was enough to anger Nico in a way. And also, I don't think Nico's not expecting him to remain healthy. He's
yep.
basically making the gamble that we're looking at the next Kawhi Leonard, Joel Embiid type.
Yep.
I think he's just repulsed by the idea of a lazy superstar.
Well said.
Yeah, he wants to try and implement a Heat-type culture with the Mavs, which also doesn't really make sense if he's going to be, like, out of here in 2 or 3 years. How are you really able to lay that foundation? But
yeah,
he wants his guys, right? And I do think he has an argument to be made where before he got here, you weren't getting the Kyrie Irvings. You weren't getting a Klay Thompson. Now you get an Anthony Davis. Like, his relationships has now allowed the Mavericks to get superstars that you weren't getting prior to him being here. So,
but Klay came here for Luka.
Yeah.
And Kyrie. Kyrie helped.
To an extent.
Kyrie
sure,
helped recruit.
I mean, there's really no way that you can justify the return.
No.
Ever.
No,
like, that
problem.
Will never be forgivable, especially after the trade that was also like, just sticking it to Maverick fans, where they're getting a center that nobody knows, and they're giving away the add-ons that Nico's like, oh, we're good here. We don't need these.
Yeah, so, and you can never get the return back, and that's the problem. And that, at the end of the day, is what's going to, along with Luka's success in L.A., everything is going to be based off of what happens in the next 2 years.
Jimmy Butler to the Warriors, as Kevin Durant apparently said no to Golden State. Some around here are whispering that that keeps the Mavs' dream alive for Kevin Durant. And then the Lakers traded Dalton Connect, Cam Reddish, a first, and a pick swap to the Hornets for Luka's new center, Mark Williams. So these are other NBA trades that are at what's that?
It's just, it's annoying. Like, why couldn't you?
And then 10 years. That's the thing that hurts me the most. It's like we had 8 to 10 years of talking about a possible contender. Like, Bassick's kind of right. Yeah, he's dramatic and all that. But, like, after AD and Kyrie are done, we could have a serious drought around here.
You've sucked the life out of the fan. You've sucked the faith, the life out of the fan base.
We were saying this today. Let's say they traded for Durant today. What do you think how would DFW's mood change?
I would say maybe like a 10%.
Think about that.
10%.
And I agree with you. Think about it. If you had a team of Durant, AD, and Kyrie, we're like, eh.
Yeah.
Because the soul's been ripped.
You want to be able to like who you're rooting for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when it's your own guy, you drafted him, and this is going to be our guy forever now. Yeah. And you have... You're always thinking about the big picture aspect of how long can this go.
Yeah.
And even with Durant and Anthony Davis, Kyrie, you know, this is 2 years maybe.
That's where the heart, this is where this sucks. Because you had something that no other, really it's very rare for organizations to get this, where you have a 20-year superstar in Dirk, loyal, Dallas. And then you essentially just transitioned right into, we got our next guy.
This was your Andrew Luck. Rogers.
Yes.
Except better.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Favre Rogers, Manning to Luck. You had this, and that's been ripped away because Nico got power hungry and decided, I can't stand Luka. Mark sold the team. Now I'm going to try and make sure I get my guy here. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to take less than anyone else would have ever taken.
To the Lakers.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I'd rather have my homegrown guy for 15 years and never win a championship than throw mercenaries out that I just can't. It's hard to root for and win one.
Yeah, you have Mavs fans. This will change, but in the moment, being like, I don't care if we win 3 titles, I'd rather have won none with Luka. And it's supposed to also be, you know, players and the team that you root for, but they're like, no, you can go back to back.
Yep.
And we wouldn't care.
Doesn't matter.
That's how gutted everyone is right now. Let's crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece. Thank you, fellas. Next on The Fan. Let's crosstalk with a KMC Masterpiece. Things have picked up here at Radio Row. Sean, RJ, and Bobby joined by Mike, Kevin, and Corey. What's up?
So, how often do you go places with RJ, and how often do you let him lead the way?
Oh, I know where this is going.
Lead the way?
It's the one thing you know where it's going.
Oh, like, as soon as we land in another city, I always, Choppy is in charge of the travel. So, like, into the airport, out of the airport, car, I just get in the back. I don't even ride shotgun. I just get in the back and shut up.
And you guys eventually get to where you need and everything.
Always.
Yeah, we've only had one in 15 years, one little minor, it wasn't even an embarrassment, but him versus Ruben in Vegas. I felt like Choppy was a little off, but otherwise, he's on it.
Well, that's because in Vegas, I normally am on the Strip. I don't deal with the poors who live off Strip. So we were off Strip.
It's a little bit of a different story in New Orleans, isn't it, Chop?
Well, yeah. So here's what happened was.
And then I'll tell you what really happened after this.
So we're at the casino, and right after I had my dalliance with Pat McAfee, where he told me how much he hated you.
oh, really?
He called you a D. Were you there?
No. How do you know each other?
Because they use his content, y'all's content.
Yeah. Pat doesn't understand how citing works or referencing. So I took a clip of his and played it, and he said, "Oh, they ripped off our
Shan
clip.
Just ripped our video.
Ripped our video.
Shan just ripped our video."
But really, I think we were talking about the McAfee show, and I was like, "It's not my cup of tea. It's like frat housey." And Barrett Sports Media wrote about it, and Pat is like very. He's got the antennas up. So I think he read that. They commented on it, and he never forgot that.
Huh. So, I told Pat all this, that Sean hates him.
Yeah.
And he basically told Sean to go blank himself. And
and RJ in shop.
I was just all excited about that dalliance I had with Pat, spirit animal mine. And we're leaving, and somebody says we're going to go meet up with Chiafalo and Wolchuk at this
Ugly
place
Dog.
Called Ugly Dogs. Now, where do you assume every restaurant in this place is going to be? I thought it was just off,
5 mile radius.
I thought it was off Canal, off Bourbon Street.
No,
Canal.
5 mile radius, but you would probably check what general direction you were going, right?
Yeah.
I thought y'all knew. I didn't know. I was just lead out in front because I walked faster, and I was just heading towards Bourbon Street.
So
you didn't look.
You just walked towards Bourbon Street.
That's right. Just walked towards Bourbon Street. I said,
No one looked.
I said, "We'll look. I'll start to look when we get there."
No. Oh no!
In my head, I said.
I was going to say you did not say that. Out loud.
I did not say. So when I say, I'm talking about myself.
He's one of the most frustrating liars you'll ever meet. I mean, he can pivot.
I'm an amazing.
And
liar.
He's the Gretzky. He's
got
the puck
think
in his
he
hands.
Maybe is not lying about this. That's just how he thought it went down. But I'll also add this to make you look good, sort of. You said you won about $500, give or take. I think it was more than that last night because when he was putting his money in order, he's like, "Oh, what's this? Ooh, more money!" And it was just maddening. And so we're like,
I found an extra $100 in there.
I knew for you to pay for Ruben's drink, something special had to happen.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it
what
was under $100.
Blackjack.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go to the Ugly Dog, and RJ's like, "Okay, got it." And he goes, "Where are we?" Looks at the street, looks at the other street, and he goes, "Okay." And then he takes off. So naturally, you assume RJ knows where we're going. I checked the metrics of how far away we were just to be sure. And then we're walking. RJ just kind of stops, cuts his video, and I decide, you know, I'm just going to double check. And we're now further away from where we were supposed to be than we were when we started.
Wow.
And I said, RJ, I don't think we're going the wrong way. At which point he goes, yeah, I don't know which way we're going. Even though he was the person out front leading the way.
Listen, man, I didn't know where I was going, but I was getting there fast.
No, you actually took
How's
longer.
How's that helpful?
Yeah. Bobby, who are you freaking out on?
Drew Brees is over there.
I know.
With Doug Flutie.
Yeah, and I need to. I just want him to come over here and tell us what he thinks of Brian Schottenheimer.
Go pull the Oprah on him.
Because they were together there in, with the Chargers for like 4 years.
Okay. Man, we have all these 15-year-old Brian Schottenheimer references.
Yeah, no?
Jerry Cullen Spurrier, Jets. The guy's been in the league for freaking 20, 30 years.
Been forever.
Trey Wingo told us a very old story about him yesterday, too.
That he came to ESPN?
Yeah.
That was cool to check out how they did things.
Yeah.
What's coming up on your show?
We do have Tony Khan joining us at 12:20, Torrey Smith at 10:20, Marcus Allen during the C block at 1 o'clock today, and Brian Baldinger joins the show.
Your
so
favorite, Marcus.
Have some fun today.
Michael Bassick.
What's that?
Hold
your
on,
favorite,
Sean, I do have a request, though.
Yeah.
If I can find pliers or a tweezer today, I have this eyelash that grows out of the corner of my eye.
I think I might
right
have tweezers.
Here. See right there? There's this eyelash that just kind of grows out of the. I'm going to see if any of our guests will pluck it for me.
Did you say pliers?
Pliers. Yeah, that
works. Some needle nose out there around.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Would it be better if someone had like really long nails?
No, it needs to be tweezers.
I might have tweezers.
But if Kay Adams had nails and said, here, let me see if I can get that for you.
If Kay Adams' tweezers had like blood
what if she
all
goes,
over
I'll blow it out.
God.
Oh, Jim Follow's wife would be texting you.
It won't just blow out. That's for one thing. But Adrian would be cool with that.
I want to get to Mikey Bassick. As 2 hours ago, something else seemed to have set you off about the NBA. What happened?
I turned on the TV this morning, flipping through channels, and ESPN was on, and then they showed Luka practicing, and then they said, oh, guess what? More money for the NBA Saturday night. We've picked up the Lakers game for ESPN, and I just turned off the television. And I'm like, I can't do this. This is truly it. I can't even watch ESPN because they're going to show Luka in a Lakers uniform. And I'm like, it's it. It's over. I'm just in sorrow. And then I did see this morning on X Twitter that. They got their Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford. Like, I was like, this is going to take some time to build around Luka. You have to build. He's unbelievable, but you have to build a special team around him because his deficiencies need help. But his things that he is good at, he's better than anybody in the NBA at. So they got a dude who's better than Daniel Gafford 24 hours later.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams is really, really good. He's just had problems staying on the court. Like, he is a fantastic player. His interior defense and shot blocking ability is top notch. It's just, he's a significantly younger, but it's kind of the question you have with AD. If he stays on the court, holy crap, what a deal for the Lakers.
He's better than Gafford?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Wow. He can score a good
so,
bit more.
He has more potential. He has – I know they're different players. They came after each other at Duke. But him and Derek Lively are different but similar. I will say there's a lot of potential there. Who knows if those two guys are going to reach their potential. But they got a dude who might be able to, with Luka, average, let's say, 14 points and 14 rebounds and three block shots.
Man, I don't remember him at Duke at all.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
No, he was...
Any other thoughts on the other deals? Jimmy Butler to the Warriors, and then obviously that, you know, that happened yesterday, Middleton to the Wizards.
This is the NBA saying, hey guys, deregulation, y'all go ahead and start trading all over the place. That's what it felt like. Hey, we're not getting the attention we want. Everybody go make some moves. Hurry up, we need attention right now.
I thought it was really weird that Jimmy Butler's like, I'm not going to sign an extension, and then he goes to the Warriors and immediately signs an extension.
Yeah. Did he get 60 a year, two for 120?
Yep.
And he's 36
in
September?
I've seen the two numbers, either 2 for 121 or 2 for 112.
So you're Luka disgust. Put these in order for me, like 1, 2, 3, of losing the player, going to the Lakers, and the return. What is there a far and away
number? The return, number one, by far.
Okay.
You could have got, to me, I think that Orlando would have maybe done this. Paolo Banchero, Jalen Suggs, and 2 first-round picks. I'd be like, I'm not crazy about that, but I understand. You just got a possible superstar still on a rookie deal. Jalen Suggs is still on his rookie deal. Great defensive guy to probably pair up with Kyrie, who's in his early mid-20s. And you have 2 future first-round picks. So you got 2 stud young guys, one that's going to probably be a 10-time All-Star. Probably not be as good as Luka, but I get it. You can maybe build around Paolo.
What do we need? What are they worried about money for? They're one of the richest ownership groups in sports.
I think this is the total destruction of a franchise to either get Texas to say yes to gambling, or they're moving it to Vegas. 2030, the lease is up at the AAC. So they have to stay there till 2030.
They could probably break it in 28 if they wanted.
I think it's going to be a total destruction of a franchise. This is a 2 or 3 year window, and then they don't have any picks.
But why would they? I'm not disagreeing, or I'm going to play counterpoint. The NBA let you take a team out of Dallas Fort Worth.
Yeah, if you're financially unstable and you're not selling tickets, they would let, because they would get somebody else. Somebody else would fill the void.
You weren't here. This city in the 1990s couldn't get 5,000 people a game to an NBA basketball.
I remember growing up, it was the Mavs and the Wolves is who we made fun of.
Yeah.
It was the Wolves were maybe worse.
I get it. Right now, Kyrie and Anthony Davis are interesting. It's going to be a solid team, let's say this year and next year, as long as Kyrie doesn't leave. But after probably 26 or 27, this thing's going to go downhill in such a hurry. And if you're putting pressure on a state and you're putting pressure on a city to build you, or at least help build you, a brand new arena with a casino built into it and a hotel built into it, and the whole Metroplex is like, you want me to help you build a hotel with casino and a stadium, and we don't even have the right to put a casino in the state of Texas?
Are you going to root for Luka?
No, I'll never root for the Lakers. The only way I'd root for the Lakers is if they were playing Dwayne Wade. That's literally the only way.
I don't believe he's currently in the league anymore.
No, right. So that hurt me. So number one is the return.
Yeah.
Number two is losing the player.
Yeah.
Because I get it. At 32, 33, probably Luka's career is over. He's going to be fat, out of shape, you know, all those things. It's probably, but that's 7 years from now. I don't get why you had to do it now, except you signed a $76 billion contract with all these TV companies that you need to keep that $76 billion, and what better way than to send the superstar international player to the most popular team?
If they got Durant today,
yeah,
how would that change you?
I talked to my son, he's like, who do I root for now? And I told him, I said, there's a rumor that Durant might be coming to the Mavs too. And this is a 16-year-old, when you're kind of at your biggest fandom. He goes, yeah, I don't even know. Like, he was kind of like,
lost.
I don't know if I could root for that team. It's just, it's like, yeah, they're wearing the Mavericks uniform, but it's like, they're not the Dallas Mavericks. You just got 3 Nike guys and I know that Kyrie's not with Nike anymore, but you got 3 Nico Nike guys from a decade ago, and you said, I put my Nike Nico team together. I hope Dallas roots for it.
Mav fans have been conditioned with Dirk and then now to Luka.
And Roe Blackman and Mark Aguirre to start it off.
You want to root for your own. You want to root for people who were drafted here, not mercenaries.
Well, a lot of teams want to do that, you know?
Sure, yeah. I mean, the Lakers don't care, right? Laker fans don't care because they haven't always, you know, they got Kareem.
After. They got Will.
They got Will. After. They got Shaq. After. They don't care, right?
They got LeBron.
They just want to win.
AD.
Hey, tonight's the Last Supper?
The Last Supper.
Yes. I don't know what's going to happen the next day then.
That's a good question. What? See?
They turned you off. You started talking about eyes.
You mean the chalice?
No. Where are we going tonight?
I don't know. Okay. It's hard to get a reservation for 11 last second.
We're going to BW Webb's.
The corner?
Whatever the place was. What did he
Isn't
say?
BWF? That's a former pitcher. Yeah. Am I remembering
what did he say? What did Kincaid say?
KMC Masterpiece is next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.